the holding place. There are actually three places our spirits can go when they leave our bodies at the end of an incarnation: the blissful perfection of the other side, the godlessness of the left door, and a kind of anteroom to the left door called the holding place, which is the real purgatory, a netherworld of confused despair. I first learned about the holding place several years ago when I astrally traveled there during a fitful night's sleep. I had no idea where I was. I just knew I was surrounded by an endless sea of lost spirits who'd been separated from their faith by the dull, quiet chaos of deep despair. They never said a word to me or to one another as they shuffled aimlessly, heads down, eyes lifeless. There were no small children, only young adolescents and older, moving through a silence so thick with hopelessness that it took me days to recover after only a few minutes in their presence. Again, I had no idea where I was or who these tragic people were, but purely on impulse, I began rushing around in a panic, hugging each one of them, saying, "Say you love God, please, just say you love God and you can get out of here." No one responded or even looked at me. In the distance, I could vaguely make out the presence of a vast entrance. I couldn't see beyond it, but I didn't want to. The mere sight of it terrified me. I knew in my soul that it was the left door, and that no one who chose to go through it could possibly fathom the enormity of the void that waited there. Those tragic spirits around me were too close to it to be safe, and too confused to understand the danger they were in. It was my spirit guide, Francine, who explained the next morning that I'd been to the holding place and confirmed that what leads and holds spirits there, torn between the bliss of the other side and the dark chasm of the left door, is a tormented, often destructive despair, many of them suicide victims. It's a cruel myth that everyone who commits suicide is eternally doomed. No one ever write suicide into their chart, which does make it a broken contract with God. And there are suicides who guarantee themselves a trip through the left door, those motivated by cowardice or self-pity or revenge, for example, especially if there are children involved in any way. But suicides caused by mental illness, untreated genetic chemical imbalances, or the isolation of paralyzing depression can hardly be compared to acts that are methodically, deliberately calculated for effect. Only some combination of the arrogant and ignorant condemn those who took on special and often invisible challenges in this life. God? Arrogant and ignorant? I can't even use those words in the same sentence. There are absolutely some suicides, then, who proceed just as quickly as the rest of us to God's unconditional love and forgiveness on the other side. Others languish in the holding place, in need of the spirits at home and our prayers from earth to pull them away from the looming proximity of the left door and rekindle that flame they were created with, that light inside them that will reconnect them to the light that's waiting to embrace them, that they simply lost track of somewhere along the way.